Hi, everybody. This is Greg Brown, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM right here in beautiful Winnipeg. Thank you.
What can I say? She's a walking away from what we've seen. What can I do, still loving you? It's all a dream. How can we hang on to a dream? How can it really be the way it seems? What can I do, she's the same way through with how it was. What will I try? I still don't see why she says what she does. How can we hang on to a dream? How can it really be the way it seems? What can I say? She's walking away from what we've seen. What can I do? Still loving you. It's all a dream. How can we hang on to a dream? How can it really be the way it seems? How can we hang on to a dream?
It's actually the sad story of a man who falls asleep with his television on and has visions. Okay. Fell asleep last night with the TV on. Oh, what a dream I had. Dreamed I went and answered every single one of those late night mail order ads. And 4 to 6 weeks later, much to my surprise, the mailman came to my front door and I couldn't believe my eyes. When he brought the Vegematic and the Pocket Fisherman too, illuminated, illustrated history of life, Boxcar Willie with a Ginsu knife, a bamboo steamer, and a garden weasel too, and a tie-dye day glow souvenir shirt from Six Flags over Burbank. Well, the doorbell rang all morning and all through the afternoon. I shook with fright as it rang all night by the light of the MasterCard moon. There was parcel post in the pantry, UPS in the hall, the COD to the ceiling, and it just couldn't pay for it all. I got the egg scrambler with a Seal-O-Meal carrying case, a set of presidential commemorative plates so I could eat my eggs off the president's face, a minute mender and a needle that'll knit or crochet, and an autographed photograph of Rin Tin Tin at Six Flags over Burbank. I remembered I was dreaming, so I gave a mighty cheer. When I awoke, it was no joke, 'cause all that shit was here. So if you fall asleep with the TV on, let me tell you what to do. Rip the telephone out of the wall, unless you want it to happen to you. You get the Vegematic and the Pocket Fisherman too, illuminated, illustrated history of life, Boxcar Willie with a Ginsu knife, bamboo steamer, and a smokeless ashtray too, and an and all expenses paid, weekend for three at Six Flags over Burbank.
With what do you concern yourself, young man? With what do you concern yourself, young man? With a flash of fire in a lover's eyes, pale of the moon in the midnight skies, the birth of a man and the death he dies in love. Tell me, what are you crying now, young man? Tell me, what are you crying now, young man? I cry the pain of a heart that's torn, the tears of a woman when her child is born, the death of a man in the early morning, love. Tell me, what are you living for, young man? Tell me, what are you living for, young man? I live for the laugh on a lover's lips, the touch of summer to my fingertips, the songs I sing and a thousand things in love. What will you be when your life is done, young man? What will you be when your life is done, young man? I'll be one with the fire in a lover's eyes, the pale of the moon in the midnight skies, the birth of a man and the death he dies of love.
Trout moves through a pool. Sure, I would do anything, but I blush at the referee. Sleeper, come and go with me. And she always was a painter, and she left me her suitcase. And I still remember the soft lines of her drunken face as she stood there in my doorway like a cat up in a tree. Sleeper, come and go with me. A small farm in Wisconsin for a driftless man, supper on the table and her lover's tender hands. She leaves my salt and wood smoke for a job in the city. Sleeper, come and go with me. Take you with my children through the clover to the creek, where Ryan's gone a-hunting through the fields our wishes seek, where we all can love each other like sugar in our tea. Sleeper, come and go. Love. fling is over and a cold wind brings the dawn to rows of parking meters and a shadow of a blonde who's standing by the wild rye in a pointless dream. Sleeper, come and go with me. Well, it's another happy April to every happy fool. You move through my dreams like a trout moves through a pool. Sure, I would do anything, but I blush at the reverie. Sleeper, come and go with me.
Thunder, lightning was desire. this old house would have burnt down a long time ago. Make me an angel that flies from Montgomery. Make me a poster of an old rodeo. Just give me one thing that I can hold on to believe in this living is just a hard way to go.
When I was a young girl, I had me a cowboy. It wasn't much to look at, free rambling man. But that was a long time, and no matter how I tried, the years just flow by like a broken down dam.
Make me an angel that flies from Montgomery. Make me a poster of an old rodeo. Just give me one thing that I can hold on to believe in this living is just a hard way to go.
Kitchen. I could hum the buzzing, and I ain't done nothing since I woke up today.
How the hell can a person go to work in the morning, come home in the evening, and have nothing to say? From Montgomery, make me a poster of an old rodeo. Just give me one thing that I can hold on to believe in this living is just a hard way to go. To believe in this living.
Kissed her and then, oh Lord, I kissed her again.
More kisses sweeter than wine. More kisses sweeter than wine.
He asked me to marry and be his sweet wife, that we would be happy all of our life. He begged and he pleaded like a natural man, and then, oh Lord, I gave him my hand.
I worked mighty hard and so did my wife, working hand in hand to make a good life. The corn in the fields and weed in the bins, and then, oh Lord, it was the father of twins.
Oh, kisses sweeter than wine.
Awesome. You guys are going to have to tone it down a little bit, because when people have to go back to my boring crap next week, they're going to be really upset. So that was a gorgeous little set there indeed. Jackson Browne there?
Yeah,
with Bonnie Raitt.
Bonnie Raitt.
Kisses Sweeter Than Wine.
Very nice.
John Prine and Bonnie Raitt.
Oh, I love that one.
Angel Classic. From Montgomery.
Wow.
Yep.
And an Emmylou Harris song.
Snake Song. Mm. Yeah, that was one of my favorites. That was in Amanda's picks.
Yeah.
Of course, out of Jules's collection, but it was still my pick.
And you had another one from Eliza Gilkison.
Oh, Sleeper.
Yeah, a couple of great covers there.
Yeah, Greg Brown cover. Beautiful song.
And then Jules picked a couple. He had Hoyt Axton with Young Man.
Classic.
Oh, thanks, Jeff. I didn't know whether you heard of him or not.
For sure.
Have.
I got all the old records.
Oh, great.
Speaking of records, thank you for playing Eddie and the Cruisers.
always a pleasure to dig that one.
Dust it off.
Yeah.
Thanks for that. Sunday afternoon treat.
Yeah.
Before Hoyt, we heard Steve Goodman. That was pretty funny. Veggie-matic.
Oh, yeah. He's got a great sense of humor, that guy.
He is a character.
And Tim Hardin, how can we hang on to...
A dream.
Yeah. Sorry, cut off.
Doesn't all fit on the box.
How can we hang on to
something?
Yeah. Thank you for letting us come in.
Anytime.
Sit with you guys today. And
I really enjoyed hearing new stuff, because lots of stuff I've never even heard before, and so the folks out there probably haven't heard either. So it's good to have you in and have your fresh take on things. But we were just talking about the music venue aspect to your place, and so I mean, we're gonna play a lady coming up next who I guess was the first act to play here.
Rami Mays. Yes, She was the first show we had. She came and played solo with Andrew Neville for our opening day, and she put on one heck of a show.
Did you know Rami beforehand?
We had seen some of her shows. We had gone out to her CD release and talked a bit through email. And months ago, when we were planning to open the store, we phoned her. She was in Edmonton on tour, and she actually phoned us back, and we told her about the store opening and got a chance to talk a bit. And she said that when we open, she'll come down and play. And so months and months later, when we did open, we got in touch. And she showed up, and she asked Andrew to come play too. And they did a great job christening that stage.
Yeah.
They blew us away. It was a great night. And she's, the two of them together, Andrew and Rami, are just, they work off of each other so well, and funny. And yeah, it was a great show.
I'm really sorry I missed that, because obviously that was certainly a different setting. I mean, Rami does some of those low-key solo shows, but certainly it was an unfamiliar thing, I guess, for Andrew Neville as well as for the folks that that were watching as well. So.
Yeah, I think it was unfamiliar for him at first too.
Yeah.
You know, he's used to being with the band and kind of a loud kind of bar room thing.
Yeah.
And so to be playing in a listening room with all eyes on him, I think that was a little different. But yeah, it warmed up pretty quick. And couldn't get everybody out of there. Had a lot of screaming fans in the audience when things got going, so it was good.
And then was it a week later, a couple weeks later, that you had the big grand opening last week?
2 weeks. 2 weeks later. Yeah, on February 10th, we did our kind of our grand opening slash appreciation night for our family and friends and everyone who helped us open the store and get it ready. And so that was, yeah, February 10th.
And that was a lot of fun.
Where, and you and KK were there,
Of course. Even the T-Bar snuck in, and T-Bar was there. And,
yeah, we had a few get in the door there, and some great people we got to meet and come along. It was great.
Now, you're gonna start, I guess, doing more shows there and on the weekends? Or
we're trying to start everything officially in March. Try and do something for sure every Saturday in March. Some shows we've booked for Fridays, just depending on the musicians' schedules.
Right.
Coming through town, we can't always get somebody on a Saturday. So we have, it'll either be Friday, Saturday, Sunday nights.
When are you guys going to, like, sleep or go home? Like,
that is
first home. Of all, you're working 7 days a week and now you're going to start working overtime and then there's the thing on early morning on Saturdays, right? Aren't you doing the Saturday morning thing too?
Yeah, we haven't kicked off the kindergarten kids reading yet. We haven't quite put that in place, but we've put in place the open mic nights on Monday nights from 8 till 10, so just a jam night open to the public.
Yeah.
So every Monday starting in March will be open mic, and then performances, whatever else. And you've been there. It's pretty much our home, you know, so we don't mind being there. We knew this would be a lot of work and a lot of time.
But obviously a labor of love. You're not exactly working in a sweatshop here. You're surrounded by good books and music. And,
it's not that tough. It's we're there long hours, but there's nowhere we'd rather be, so... Yeah, Jules is pretty much living in a dreamland right now there every day, and so am I. So it's
that's pretty awesome. And how's the reaction been? Obviously, you know, your friends and family are going to love the place, but, you know, you said that you have some people that come in and suddenly start coming in all the time. And
yeah, we have regulars already who come in quite often, and we're seeing them at live shows, and we have some great regular customers from the neighborhood. And
well, they better not start spending more money there than me, because I want that title.
I don't know. I think KK might have the title.
Yeah, that's true.
I think I've spent more than you.
That's true.
Yeah.
But I don't have as much stuff as Jeff, so
yeah,
I've got more to buy.
Yeah, we
got
have
some catching up to do.
We have some great supportive customers, and it's like we've said, we've only been open 2.5 weeks, but... we've seen some customers come in 5-6 times already. So, and it's not just his dad or mom.
Or disguises.
Are you getting new stuff in all the time, or is it?
Yeah, we're trying to. We've got some new books in, and we've got some new music, but it's been actually pretty busy with all the events.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to find time to do reorders, which is going to be on our schedule in the next few days.
Yeah.
So trying to keep everything stocked. Yeah. A lot of our giftware stuff we get in locally, so they're keeping up with that. But yeah, books and music, we're trying to do our orders.
But you got to keep feeding my habits. So you got to keep bringing in new stuff for me to...
there's lots of great little nuggets still there. So
that's true.
Yeah.